All right. Thank you for agreeing to do this. I'll just go straight to the point, and I would want to hear your experience. But first of all, can you, you were sharing something about your grandson and his typing behavior. Maybe we can start from that story.
Sure. And
yes.
I'd be happy to. Well, being a typing teacher for all 40 years of my career with Milwaukee Public Schools, I taught at least one class of that every day, almost. And I always believed that the technique, starting from the manual typewriter all the way to the computer keyboard, is very important. Unfortunately, students didn't always want to do the technique. And just yesterday at my daughter's in Chicago, my grandson, who was 10 years old, he said, "Oh, I know how to type." And I said, "Well, can I see it? I'd like to see you do it." So he put on the program on his laptop, and you know, he could do A, S, D, F, go down to C, V. Mm-hmm. He was doing it, but then I said, "Well, if you know all of them, let's go on to the words." And then he was all over the place. And I said, "Well, no, you don't know how to type then. Because if you know how to type, your eyes are up there and your fingers stay on the keys and your technique has to be a certain way." But he didn't like that. And unfortunately, I think that is the way it has occurred in schools, because they don't have a business teacher like I was. And they even at some points had business teachers that would even come to elementary schools and teach. And then all of that changed. And now even in high schools, there are very few schools that even teach keyboarding anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's very sad and scary. But you know, people have relied on their phones and their iPads, and so knowing those correct keys. But when you get on a regular keyboard, which I still have one at my house, you know, I am very fast and love it.
That's wonderful, because back in secondary school in Nigeria, I had a business studies teacher, and we actually learned to type using the typewriter itself.
The manual?
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, I like to. And the kids, even when the electrics were in, and they'd be in the electric room, and I'd say, "Well, for 2 weeks, we're going to go over to the manual room because you will learn your keys better, because there's no backspacing, there's no, and I don't care what your paper looks like." Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned with learning the keys and operating it correctly so you learn it the right way.
Yes.
They didn't like it, though. They want to get right on that computer keyboard and backspace and only care what the paper looks like.
You know, in our time, we used to want to go to the business studies lab because everybody had a personal typewriter, and when we're done, our clothes are stained with black ink and red ink, but our papers are also full with ASDF, LKG, ASDF, column LKG. So it's nice to hear your experience and how this has grown over time. So what schools did you teach at, and what year was that?
Okay, I started teaching in 1972. Wow. At Pulaski High School on the south side. Mm-hmm. I was there for, let's see, 72 to 78, 6 years. And then there was a big excessing, and then I went to North Division, and I taught there for 7 years, and then I took maternity leave, and then I taught at South Division in the bilingual business. I was the bilingual business teacher, and that was wonderful. Typing there helped the kids learn English better, and because I was in the bilingual program, so many kids didn't have command of the English language. And so by typing the English words, it really helped them. And then I finished my career the last 6 years, or the last 20 years, at Pulaski, which is where I started. So I began and ended at Pulaski High School. So I had a variety of students. I had all white students starting out, with a few interspersing with when they did desegregation, very few. and then black students, and then North, I had 99% black students, and I had a great success with kids learning to type there, and I always believed it helped their English, it helped their spelling, it helped so many areas. That typewriter helps in so many areas because, I've seen it happen, whether it be their English, whether it be their reading, whatever, it does help.
Well, I think that's actually amazing. Maybe it can be explored and maybe introduced to the first year writing class and just helping students to express themselves better away from using digital tools and computers and all of that, and just see how proficient they are in typing.
Yes.
That's wonderful. So what differences did you see at the beginning of this teaching career in how students were learning, in the level of reception and expertise, till now, when now that you are retired? And so what differences did you see at the beginning and now at the end?
Well, when I started on manual typewriters, like I said, they all learned great. You know, there were very few students who didn't try to do it the right way, you know, which was keeping their eyes on copy. So all heads were to the right and the fingers on the correct keys the right way, not slanting, correct technique, sitting up straight, feet on the floor.
Wow.
There was a whole process that kids didn't realize. They wanted to just get there and start typing. But no, I would go around the classroom, check and make sure that they were sitting. We had eventually, not right at the beginning, we had adjustable chairs. So if you were really short, you wanted to make sure that you were sitting correctly so that your hands were at the right point, not going like, you know, way down or way up. That all makes a difference in how people type. And then from the manual typewriters came electric typewriters and the Selectric typewriter. So the Selectric was with the ball, and all of the keys were on this little ball, and we loved that because manual typewriters used to break a lot. You know, if you had a key that broke,
yes,
you couldn't use the typewriter.
Yes.
Where the Selectric was really nice, and we would change the element, I think is what it was called. You would change that element, which is the ball, and you could have different type fonts and everything, and they like that. You know, I'd be like, oh, would you like to try a different font?
Yeah.
You know, because you're not only learning how to type, you're learning about fonts and, you know, sans and serif and all this stuff. And then the computer came in, and we started on like Apple IIe's, where you, in order to make a capital, you didn't just hold a shift down. You had to like hold a shift, an alt or something to get a capital letter. It was hard. But that was the computer. And then that's all we had. And so they wanted to be only concerned with how it was going to print out. And I would tell them, we're not printing anything for 2 weeks. I don't care what it looks like. I care about you learning the keys and keeping your eyes on copy and having the right technique. So, and that, by the time I left in 2011, it was very hard to get kids to care about doing it correctly. Those who did made sure they cared about their grade, because I'd tell them, the first 2 weeks, it's only me looking at you. It has nothing to do with your paper. And then kids would want to drop. They'd be like, well, I don't want to do that. You know, because it was heavy concentration. And unfortunately, as the years went on, they didn't have that concentration level. But we still got, you know, students that got into the 90s, 90 words per minute. But, you know, I always said accuracy is more important than speed. And then speed will come if you are accurate and if you keep your eyes on copy and know your keys. But it's funny because I was just, what store was I at yesterday in Chicago? And the girl said, well, I know how to type. and she was all over the place, but she was fast. And I thought, well, I said, well, I was a typing teacher. It doesn't look like you're keeping your fingers on the right keys. And she said, oh, well, you don't have to do that if you're fast. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really something. But, and what's happened now in my own kids, which was like 15 years ago already, or 20, they would come home and say, oh, we're doing typing. And I'd be like, oh, great. And they were in a classroom, and it was like an aide, or maybe it was a teacher, and they put them on a program. And they left them to learn them, and go from, you know, lesson to lesson to lesson.
Oh, okay.
And the teacher would, many times, they said, just sit there and read the paper. Oh. They didn't come around and monitor them and check them. Like yesterday with my grandson, I put the paper over him as he was, he didn't like that. But we used to have these covers over the computer keyboard,
really?
And we'd put them over that, and to make sure that they would want to learn it without looking.
That's wonderful. And as you spoke, I was thinking about the discipline that comes with using the typewriter that students these days, or people who type these days, do not have. I mean, you mentioned having to sit in a particular way, mm-hmm. and that concentration level to just focus on that. It, I think as it's eroded over the years, even that discipline is kind of seeping away as well.
Oh yeah, it's a deep concentration, because even though you're doing A, S, S, D, you're still doing, and you can't, you know, think of anything else, and then you're going on, and you know, T-H-E, you know, B-I-G, you have to, and then as you're using the numbers, you know, to learn the numbers. I took a course with Cortez Peters at Whitewater. I got my master's at Whitewater. I got my undergraduate at Mount Mary in business education, and then I got my master's at Whitewater in business. And we were able to take a course with the world champion, and he's gone now, but it was Cortez Peters, and it was all based on speed and constant timings and your numbers, and there were, oh my goodness, but he would always teach us the best way to do it, you know, because a lot of people were like, oh, I can't do that. And we were all business teachers. So it was quite interesting to learn from the world champion. Yeah. And he would talk about being called in by his mother and making him type and go faster and faster every day. And he became, I think he was, I'm not sure where he started. Was it in Puerto Rico? And then they moved to New York, and he became the world champion, Cortez Peters.
That's amazing. I would probably look him up to
see. Sure.
Yes, that's wonderful. Do you think till now that there are still typing teachers? Because you mentioned that the teachers you mentioned in your previous example, you said they just came and read the paper. They did not really participate to help.
But they weren't business teachers.
Oh, okay.
Those were like 7th, 8th grade teachers who thought of that, put the program on, and they went and sat and read the paper. They weren't business teachers.
Okay.
If you had a business teacher
yes.
who knew how to teach, you know, the method, the methods of teaching typewriting, you would never let that happen because the most important thing is going around and checking constantly. They could be on the program, but then I would stop them every so often on a program, even when we use the program, and say, okay, now let's go to Microsoft Word and let's do the keys that I call out, and I want all eyes on me.
Wow.
And, you know, and I'd be like, so-and-so, I want your eyes over here, no looking down. So there were all kind of strategies to use to get them to do it. Now, if it's being done today, I think they're just putting them on programs.
Okay.
So whether or not they're learning it correctly would depend on the discipline of that particular child or student. Because they're going younger and younger, because high schools are not teaching it, I don't think.
Exactly.
They might be teaching Microsoft Office, so they might be teaching Word, but kids are all over the place.
Because I was wondering if we still have teachers who take it the way you did when you were still teaching.
You know, that's a very good question. And I can always get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend who retired, and she's teaching at WCTC.
Okay.
And she's teaching high school boys in an industrial ed program.
Oh.
So I will ask her what, you know, if they're able to do it the correct way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, typewriters are quite loud. I remember back then, and everybody's typing at the same time, and it's just so loud and clunky. How did you come to love it? And if you know anyone currently who still really loves the typewriter, what do you think is that compelling thing that makes you prefer using the typewriter to other means of typing?
Using the typewriter gives you a beautiful finished product. I mean, of course, if there's mistakes, that's a whole nother thing. But, you know, listening to it, we used to even type on the manuals to music.
Oh, wow.
And the kids would have to do like da 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 da, you know, and they'd have to hit the keys to the music. It was a beautiful thing. It was very loud, like you said. But I always thought, well, I'm going to lose my hearing, which maybe that's why I'm having a hard time hearing these days. But then it was interesting. We went from all that noise to complete quiet. So there are people who love teaching typing. I know that. How many? I don't know in MPS if they've got any, but I will check on that.
Okay.
I will check.
Yeah. So what, you personally, what draws you to the typewriter? Why do you love the typewriter?
Because your handwriting is not always the best. Everybody can't read everybody's handwriting. But when you put it on the typewriter, you've got a uniform way of reading something that everyone from around the world can, you know, understand correctly. And, you know, whether it's indenting paragraphs or double spacing between paragraphs or whatever, it's very uniform and it's neat and pleasant to look at. That's what I think is the most important thing. It's pretty and you can make it, you know, look that way. And now with computers and printing it out, you can fix it and everything and you get a beautiful copy.
Yes. That's true. Thank you. I'm just curious if you knew when you were teaching typewriting, if you were aware that it originated here in Milwaukee, and if you did this in any way inform maybe how you taught or you let the students know, since you were here for a very long time? You taught throughout here in Milwaukee.
I taught my whole teaching career,
yes.
But I learned typing on a manual typewriter in New York, which is where I'm from.
Mm.
And I had a nun who taught it, and she would go around with a ruler like this, and if your fingers, she would tap your fingers,
wow.
Your hands, and hit you with that ruler. And I just loved it. And I remember going home and getting a typing book and just wanting to get high speed and everything on my own. And my friends, you know, it's sort of like you have peer pressure. We all wanted to have a high speed. And then when I majored in business, and we had some typing classes, not learning, you had to already know how to type. It was interesting how even some of the teachers didn't have the correct technique. And that's been the case all along, when how devoted you are to teaching typing the right way. You know, like I said, that manual typewriter was always important to me because they could do it with correct technique. Hard, but they could. So I think there have to be people still teaching it, but I'm going to check.
Yes. So when you were using the manual typewriter, what differences do you notice, or what's your experience like when you use the manual typewriter and you have to use a computer or a laptop, maybe when you're typing recently,
Well, the physicality of it,
mm-hmm.
because to make a capital letter, you know, you hold down the shift. I mean, you still hold the shift on the one hand, make capitals with the other hand, but you have to hold that down. If you were on a manual typewriter and you didn't hold it all the way, you had a letter flying up in the
yes.
air. So you had to really build up strength. And kids would come in and say, I can't do it, my fingers are too weak. And I'd be like, well, we're going to develop that. You know, I didn't have strong fingers when I started. Or girls would come in with these very long fingernails. And I said, uh-oh, we have to cut those because those fingernails are not going to let you pass the class. And some of them would drop the class.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They'd try to drop the class. Or I'd have a parent call and say, is it true you told my daughter that she has to cut her nails? And I'd be like, yes, or she's not going to be, she's going to get it broken in between the rows of the keys. And that was with manual typewriters. You know, it got a little easier with the computer because, you know, you didn't have to worry about the shift and all that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Yeah, can you say more about the experiences you had with your students or their parents or maybe members of the school community about learning the typewriter and seeing that it wasn't as easy as they thought it would be?
Right. I had a student who were still friends because she not only took typing with me, but she took shorthand. And she's just 6 years younger than I am.
Okay.
And we meet for lunch occasionally. She lives in Burlington. Mm-hmm. And she said, that was so hard for me. And she said, but my parents told me that I could not be in sports if I didn't take typing and shorthand because they wanted me to be a secretary. And at the time, a secretary was a very good job for a woman to have. Now this was, you know, I was in college in the late 60s and, you know, graduated in 72, so these kids were taking typing in 72. And, you know, yes, many of them, we wanted to go to college. But the other thing was we used to tell them, because we were told by the police department that we want anyone who's considering to being a police officer to take typing.
Really?
So a lot of the guys would, and, you know, now it can be girls or guys, but at the time it was mostly guys, and they're like, I'm going to be a police officer. I have to learn to type. I just saw last summer at a festival somebody who noticed me. He wasn't in his police officer uniform, and he came up to me and said, do you remember me? I'm Juan, and I don't remember his last name. And I said, yes, you were one of my best students. He said, I work for the police department in the Special Victims Unit, and everybody is jealous of me because I can type my reports out so fast. And they're like, how do you get this done so fast? And he said, because I learned it the right way. Yeah. So that, but my other student, the one I meet for lunch with, she said, I just never could get fast. I never could learn. I didn't want to learn it the right way. And if you don't, it's like learning a foreign language. If you don't have the desire to do it, it's harder. When you have the desire and you want to do it and you want that end product to be, you know, proper, then it'll get done.
Yes.
And so many, it's funny because some of my, like, National Honor Society students, very smart, they couldn't do it. They tried and tried, and one girl cried, her mother called and said, why are you making her do it without looking? She said, and I said, that's the way you learn typing. And she said, well, she's crying every night and trying. And I said, well, I'll work with her. And she would come after school, and we would go real slow, but she had a very hard time. And then some of my students who were like special education learned it really well because they would concentrate on it. And it wasn't how smart you were or anything. It was just some people, it was harder than others to pick it up.
Yes. Imagine that. What speed do you type at?
Oh, I know I got in the 90s. I know I did get in the 90s. And I had students, because at the time in the 70s, we would have law offices and different businesses who would call us and say, you know, we'd like, and they'd be in a co-op program, which would mean they'd be in a business class, but then they would be sent out to work in jobs. And they would be like, I want a fast typist. Please get me a fast typist. We don't have time for the slow ones. So, you know, I had many students who would get into the 90s. And, yeah. But anything, even we used to say, if you can get to 40 words a minute, that's good. Mm. And, you know, but because speed comes after accuracy.
Yes.
And, but some can do it really fast and some can't. But anything 40, 50 words a minute is still great. And we used to prepare for the civil service test. So the civil service test was if you worked for the city, and we would give the typing test and then send it on to them. And the kids would come in on a Saturday morning. And that was pretty much, well, we might have done some with the electric, a lot of time with the manual typewriter. And then they would, of course, look for the fastest, and they'd look for the accuracy, too, depending on what they were hiring them for. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the typing job, the typing test was very important at the time because there were so many typing pools. Mm-hmm. Now the bosses all do their own typing. And more reason for them to have learned it, you know, when they were young.
Yes, and that leads me to ask, actually, because of the example you gave about your students who ran into you at this event, what do you find most impactful and satisfying about your career path?
It's just wonderful to hear them say, that class helped me so much in college. That class helped me so much on my job. Even my gynecologist, doctor, I saw him typing away. I think I was having an ultrasound or something. And I said, oh, you know your keys. And he said, that was my most useful high school class that I took. And it made me feel so wonderful that, yes, if people really did it correctly, it's like riding a bike. You know, and some people will say, well, I don't do it right anymore. I don't understand that. Because once you learn it correctly, it should be with you forever.
Yes, it's a lifelong skill.
Yes, yes, but it's so gratifying to hear when they say it was hard at the time, but I'm so glad I did it.
Yes, that's amazing. And now this whole conversation has made me want to go back and brush up my typing, because we didn't do the business. We did the business class for just one. It's like a session, it's like a semester here, just one term, and that was it. So I don't think anybody gained proficiency through that way. It was just a way to introduce us.
Sure, we had typing one, typing two, and typing three. Okay. But if they'd come into typing two, and they didn't know their keys, I'd be like, are you aware that we're going to be typing major reports, major documents and things? You don't know your keys. I know the keys. And it was like, oh my goodness. Because, you know, it's not up to me at that point to check their technique.
Yes.
But they're still going to have to, be able to give the documents and everything. And they're never going to be able to keep up with the class.
Yes.
So that was always interesting. And even a couple in typing three. Now, nowadays, I don't think they have that. Typing one, typing two, typing three. Mm-hmm. And typing used to be a semester. And then the second semester, they could take typing two. And then sometimes typing three was a whole year because they were learning all kind of manuscripts and documents and reports and how to do footnotes and everything like that correctly.
Yeah.
And even now in Microsoft Word, you have to know where to go to get those footnotes to appear in the right place. I'm sure it's much easier. I haven't had to do those kind of reports.
Yes.
But I'm sure, you know, it's a matter of just knowing where they are.
Exactly. Oh, that's very intense. That's amazing. Thank you so much for your time. I mean, I was happy to talk about this because, again, when Jason was like, oh, Milwaukee is the birthplace of the typewriter, and we're like, wow. And it's like, we need to share this with the world to let them know about
it. Yes, and I knew that even in New York, the nun gave us a little bit of the history of the typewriter, and I always thought it was so interesting, especially when we we'd see a movie about it.
Oh.
And then I would always tell the kids, are you aware that Milwaukee is where the typewriter was invented?
Yeah.
And some were interested and some weren't. But it was always very interesting, and seeing some companies that had, I think it was Alan Bradley, had a room with all the different typewriters, how they had gone from the original manual. They had them all there. And because I did a job shadowing, and I couldn't believe the room with all the typewriters. It just made me feel so good that,
yes,
you know, people remembered the transition from all the typewriters.
Yes, I think that's also very inspiring, because, you know, when people talk about Milwaukee, they think about the cheese, they think about the beer.
Yeah, they forget about the typewriter.
And I feel like that's the most important, because
yes,
see how much it has contributed to innovation and global development today.
What, where would we be without people typing up their documents and handing them, whether it be at the White House speech or whatever?
Yes.
Everything depends on that typewritten,
yes,
copy.
Yes.
And you did take a typing class in Nigeria.
Yes.
What grade were you in?
That was, so we call it secondary school.
Yes.
I think that would be high school here. So that was my second year,
okay,
in secondary school.
And was it all on computers?
Oh no, it was just, we just learned how to type. So we did ASDF column LKJ, and then she gave us some documents to type out, but all of us were looking and typing one by one. So I think the class was just to acquaint us with
the keyboard.
Yes, because we didn't have computers.
So did you ever learn it correctly?
I tried, honestly.
Okay.
But I did not.
It's a lot of practice.
Yes.
It's a lot of practice, practice,
yes,
practice. I used to tell the kids, go home and practice.
Mm.
And I'd even give them some old keyboards, you know,
okay,
to go home and practice with. I said, you don't need a screen or anything.
Yeah.
Just practice on that. You,
yes,
know, get the feel of it.
Yeah. I think that's what we should have done. But again, we didn't even have those two. So it was only in school, when we came to school, that,
okay,
we had access to the typewriter. We didn't have computers at home. I didn't have a computer till I was in the university. So
yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that played a role.
I remember when I got my first typewriter was, I was a senior in high school. I had just taken typing, and I begged for a typewriter. And we went to an office supply store, and I said to my mother, I've got to have a good one, not a cheap one. And it was an Olympia typewriter.
Oh.
There's all different brands, you,
yes,
know, there's Remington, there's many different brands, but I had an Olympia, and it was so beautiful.
Mm.
And I typed for the Spanish department all my years of college. That,
wow,
was my job.
For the Spanish, were you typing in English or Spanish?
Both. I'd type in Spanish.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
I'd have to type Spanish.
Wow.
You know, and then I'd go back, because they didn't have the Enya or any of those little symbols.
Yes.
Now, the computer, you type, you know, like Alt 5 and you get it, or
yes,
something. I don't even know how they do it now, because,
yes,
I don't need
Shift
it
Command
that much.
5 on my Apple.
And some computers might just have the Enya and all those figures.
Okay.
But, oh, I would pound down, because we'd have to use dittos, you know, like not mimeograph. I did mimeograph too, but it would, oh, you had to type so hard, because then, you know, it had to be on the purple ditto paper.
Okay.
And oh my God, my hands would hurt.
I can't imagine.
It's all I did was type, type, type.
Yes. I mean, I think it's wonderful that you had such a career, and this was one thing you focused on. You know, these days we do many different things.
Well, right. Even like when my husband did taxes, I'm like, let me type in the stuff, because he doesn't know how to type. And I'd be like, let me type that first stuff in. It's taking you forever, because he didn't know his keys. But anyways, well, I don't want to keep you either.
That's
so
amazing.
But if you have anything else, just feel free to call me or email me.
I will. Thank you so
sure,
much for your
of
time.
Sure, of course.
Such a pleasure to have met you.
A pleasure to meet you.
Thank